I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, and I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
I'm Zara Buck, and this is the Netball Show with Mizuno. Claire Nelson is the CEO at Netball Scotland and Sirens Netball. She's been speaking to us about their year, and we started by looking at how the Thistles have developed over the past 12 months.
What's the support from the uni been like? A huge advantage to have them on board.
Yeah, absolutely, Andy. They are the most magnificent partners to work with. For us, it's more than just the sport element. So, yes, they've got a fantastic facility. We've got our athletes in the university. We now have a dual coaching role as well. So Rachel Kremen is the director of netball, but she works with us to enhance our performance pathway as well. So the sport side is really helping to enhance and accelerate what we're doing in our pathway. But actually outside of that, they've got one of the best business schools in the world. So they're, you know, I'm doing a course with them. They're giving us a lot of insight. We're doing data projects. It just brings so much expertise, insight and support to help. Whilst we are fast growing, we're still a small governing body with limited resource. So to be able to tap into that machine, just voted the UK's number one university, best university, second year in a row. So for us to have access to that platform and the machine is game changing. But the reality is we need more people, and our sport as a whole across the UK, we need more people investing. And I think that's definitely for us going to be the theme of 2020. Is we need people putting their money where their mouth is. We need our fans buying the tickets, putting their bums on the seats, showing the appetite for our sport. You know, we really are lacking in the funds that we need to be able to realise our potential and our ambitions as sports. We're constantly stretched. And so we need sponsors, partners to invest in us. The return is powerful, and it's the time to get involved with women's sport. But, you know, I, in particular, have been talking about this for 4 years now, 2020. Come on, people, let's get behind netball in particular. Let's get behind our Super League franchise. There shouldn't be empty seats. You know, we've not got huge venues. And when you look at the numbers who are participating and supporting in women's sport, we're only looking for a tiny percentage of that. And it's the same with sponsors and investors. So really, let's turn the dial together next year.
And to me, Sirens fully deserve that place in the Super League.
Yeah, absolutely. And we contribute significantly to the Super League. You know, I sit on the board. We're very active in trying to grow the sport as a whole. We have one of the best match day propositions. We've got a really engaging brand. We're using our platform to engage communities to drive change. That's who we are. So for me, I think we've got lots more potential to grow. I really want to see more consistency on the court this year. It's something that we've struggled with. I personally, you know, find it quite frustrating because we often don't quite realise our full potential. I keep using that word because it's not that we're limited by our lack of talent. We just don't always execute as consistently as we like. But I'm loving the stuff that Karen Atkinson is bringing into the programme. She's working brilliantly with Leslie. And of course, we've been absolutely blessed with some amazing expertise. Sue Gordian was superb, Vicky Wilson, and we've got someone else up today, and I'm not allowed to talk about that. But we've got some great talent working with us, and I think, you know, half the battle with us is a little bit of mindset and self-belief, but we're working on that. We've got some really happy plays, we've got a fantastic program, and I'm looking forward to seeing some improved performances being put out on court next year.
Yeah, to me, watching the big showdown as well, it was almost just that extra little bit of something that she brought to the side from having Sue with you.
Yeah. Sue was phenomenal. And I think, you know, we all know, I mean, I follow her because she's such an incredible activist for women's sport and for change. We're very aligned in our thinking. You know, she talked about the game change actually for Suncourt netball was when they started to move to bigger arenas and create more of an entertainment spectacle. And it's the sort of thing that, you know, we put a lot of time and effort into creating a strong entertainment proposition here with Sirens, and it's got to be what we continue to focus our energies on as a league. But actually forget that she's just such a talented coach, and the work that she did with our defence was amazing. But on top of that, she was also working with Leslie, and really, you know, for us, we know that Leslie's got all the potential in the world. I am her biggest fan and always have been. I love the way that the players listen to her. She's been an athlete, and I think when you look at the likes of Sarah Bain and Mickey Oss and Tamsin Greenway, I mean, it doesn't get much better than Tamsin, but people who've been there and who have played make often excellent coaches. So Sue really sort of giving Leslie some tricks and tools for her to take into it, but more than that, really just some self-confidence in her and what she can do. She was just an amazing addition to our pre-season strategy.
Another thing I noticed as well, was that maybe your first run out of a new kit for the new season? That's looking nice.
I'm not allowed to talk about this because Jessica will tell me off. But yes, there is a little. We will be revealing that in the new year. We have got a different look, and we are going back to our roots. So I'll let you have a think about that. And yeah, it's very nice. And we really, you know, we love our name. We're Sirens, and when we always talk about what a siren is, you know, dangerous but beautiful, powerful, mythical creatures. You know, they lured passing ships to shipwreck, and it's that whole idea of don't underestimate us, and we're powerful, and I love that, and I love that link to our oceans and the power of the ocean. So we're definitely going to be bringing some of that into our brand, but you will still see the usual sort of powerful digital and some fantastic creative stuff coming out of our team this year.
Tell me a bit about the important role that sponsorship plays in all this. Like last year as well, you've got a couple of different season ticket options.
Yeah, so we try and be as creative as possible to diversify our brand. We've got a number of season ticket offers. You know, we do a number of offers across group bookings. But sponsorship-wise, you know, we have a number of assets still available to purchase. But the thing for us, and this is, you know, whether this is the right or wrong strategy, is I've always valued us quite highly. And I look at what other sports, particularly in Scotland, are doing. And we're really cautious with who we work with. Yeah. We want to work with great brands who tell great stories run by great people. And you know, when we're a small team with limited resource to activate, then we're really cautious on who we work with. So we've got a couple of new sponsors already signed for next year, brilliant people, one of them really powerful, probably something quite different that people wouldn't be expecting, but really using our platform for good and for change. And people love that about Sirens. You know, changing the game means something to us. We are here to drive meaningful change, to be positive and powerful activists, to use our platform and our role models, and that's why we work with some really great brands. So, but there's always space for more money to come in and for more support to help us on our journey.
How can we find out more about that? Sirensnetball.com website, or maybe get in touch with you on Twitter?
Yeah, just follow me on Twitter and I'll arrange a coffee and we'll take it from there.
How long have we been following each other and you've never mentioned a coffee? For Netball Scotland, tell me a bit about some of the challenges you're going to be facing in the next year, next couple of months.
Well, the way I'm looking at it at this moment is I have huge opportunities and huge challenges, and that's a real predicament. And I, you know, myself, and I'm sure my friends in Wales, Northern Ireland and England will be echoing similar sentiments, is that we know that there is an appetite for our sport. We can evidence the growth across performance profile and participation, but we're doing this growth either on the same or reduced public funding.
Yeah.
And although there is some commercial investment, it is minimal. It's minimal and it's not enough against what we're trying to do. So I have all the ideas in the world. I know what needs to be done and what can be done, but trying to pick and choose which ones we're going to do first or which ones we can't do because of lack of funding is now a real challenge for us. And it's something that I'm going to be even more vocal about in 2020. So I'm constantly looking for solutions, and it's been my way is, okay, don't moan about it, just get on with it. But actually, now I need to start talking about this, because women's sport, we've had this watershed summer. We know that we're making an impact. When you put that against all the stats around the increases in mental health issues, inactivity, lack of self-esteem, body image issues, all these things that are shrouding women and girls, then we're not bringing these two things together to see how netball can drive those changes. So for us, we're going through a huge transformation. We're doing a major consultation. We are looking at our entire infrastructure as a sport, our domestic leagues, our clubs, our local associations, our competitions. We want to listen to every member, every partner and every stakeholder. We want them to help us shape what we're doing. And we're working alongside that with quite an aggressive and ambitious performance strategy. But all this is being done on the same public funding amount that I had 4 years ago when the company was a third of the size of it now. So for me, you know, it's all well and good to have great ideas, but how do we realize them? So that's why the buying the tickets, the showing up, the investing, the supporting, the being champions and activists of change is so critical, because otherwise we're going to hit a ceiling and we're not going to be able to go any further, and that would be really, really disappointing.
Exciting plans for Scottish netball in 2020. Thanks for your support. Do stay in touch. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter or online at thenetballshow.co.uk. I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it, and it was like monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to The Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.